Tori is with Americans for Prosperity. She's the state director for the state of Tennessee. And obviously Nashville is our capital city, one of our, well, largest city. And this whole transit debate, Tori, continues. I think most people in my audience get that this doesn't make sense fiduciarily. It really doesn't even solve the problem and ignores many other better ideas. It's just not right for our city and right now. And we want to kind of move beyond convincing them of that and then getting them involved in the Army to stop it. Because for most of us, we don't live in Nashville, though we are Nashvillians, and that whatever Nashville does affects us all. But let's start with it. Why for Americans for Prosperity, like for me and many of my listeners, does this vision not make sense?
Well, there's a multitude. Well, first off, Michael, thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you.
There's a multitude of reasons why this plan doesn't make sense. We can start with the $9 billion price tag. What we're doing is organizing the grassroots opposition under the Stop the Train Committee, and we'll be knocking doors and making phone calls throughout Davidson County to let people know and inform Nashvillians about the transit plan, what it will cost them, and all the tax increases that go along with it. The highest sales tax in the nation, and that equals out to about $50 more per month per family. So that's something that we've absolutely got to stop.
And they, and by the way, I love how they love to pass a lot of the tax on to our tourism. But again, you know, we are a destination city, and you can push that stuff so far, and it eventually hurts you. And so when major companies are trying to decide between us or Las Vegas, I could go on, and I won't do your job for you. But, you know, for those that take the mentality, oh, yeah, that's a dumb price tag, and yeah, that's a dumb amount to pay in taxation for something that ultimately won't work, but most of it will be paid by others until they stop coming. I mean, you know, that's no small thing. The cost is a big thing. The tax increases are a big thing. And doing anything that could jeopardize us as a tourist destination is a huge thing.
It's a huge thing, and it's not going to fix traffic. That's the thing that gets lost in all of this, because their plan, as it is, does absolutely nothing to fix traffic. 14 years of construction is going to shut businesses down. Raising those hotel taxes up even higher than Las Vegas or New York, that's definitely going to take a hit on the tourist industry. And more than anything else, the low-income families in Nashville, the people struggling to get by paycheck to paycheck, they are the ones who are going to bear the brunt of this cost and see no benefit from it whatsoever.
I mean, what are their most ambitious numbers of usage?
I think 3%. 3% is their ambitious number if they can get 3%. And so you figure if you take three cars off the road for every 100, does that
it's laughable. Tori, you know what? I think I would love to we're going to get to the main application of our interview, but I got to have fun talking about this. All right. So what did we all experience last week? Spring break. What did spring break bring with it? Well, there was no legislature and there were no universities and there were no private schools. Do you know there was no traffic all week long? If we would just consider, well, Williamson County likes to brag about how strong their schools are. If they were so strong, there wouldn't be so much traffic going to private schools in Brentwood and Nashville. But I digress. If we would just stagger legislative start times, university start times, maybe even private school start times, you could do, I'm going to pull this number out of my butt. I think you could do six times as much as you could do compared to this $9 billion plan. And nobody ever brings it up. Let alone, you know, how many lanes we could add on every interstate for a third of the cost.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the state's already looking at remote work schedules, and they have a bunch of different departments through the state of Tennessee that are working remotely the majority of the time or have the flexible schedules. So that is one thing that could actually help alleviate some traffic, and the state's already doing it.
Could you even, if I begged you, could you even make a case for this $9 billion plan? I mean, I'm a pretty creative guy. And I can put on any hat and do the best I can for the sake of comedy, if nothing else. And I can't even begin to make a case for this. That's how bad it is. It's almost so bad that it would almost silence everybody from saying anything. I can't find one thing about it that is attractive or that could even, in a Hail Mary full of grace, possibly work.
Well, you know, I think that they want to push people towards trains because they know of the PR image that buses have. But the problem with the train, the light rail, is it's moving at 15 to 20 miles an hour. That's not getting anyone anywhere faster. It's not going to happen.
I mean, I could build, just to give you an example, I mean, how quickly I can defeat this. If you started in Spring Hill and then, you know, every three or four exits made an entrance and build a second story interstate that is designed, you don't get off. Once you're on it, you're stuck all the way till downtown. Do you realize what that would do to 65 alone, let alone if we did it on 24? Kind of an express lane that's on a second story, but there is no exit. I've seen them in other cities. That you could do for, I don't know, not even, I don't even think it'd be a half a billion on all the major arteries. That would do more. All right, so it's so laughable. Nobody's for it. And yet we wonder if the voters in Nashville, who will make this call for the entire metro, are up to speed on this. How can we inform them so they get it like all of our listeners do? Because in their circles, everybody's promoting it. The commercials are so filled with lies. They're so frustrating to even listen to. They might be buying this lie. That's why we're gathering an army to help, right?
Exactly. So they can visit stopthetrainnashville.eventbrite.com. Eventbrite is spelled EventBrite.com. Stopthetrainnashville.com, .eventbrite.com. That is where they can sign up to knock doors with us, make phone calls with us. We will be using our grassroots army to really get the word out and encourage people to go vote on May 1st. Early voting starts April 11th. And just letting people know what impact this plan will actually have on them. A lot of people haven't taken the time to read the 55-page plan. I don't really blame them. You can look at the price tag alone and see it's not going to work. But if they can go to stopthetrainnashville.eventbrite.com, they can sign up, they can join our grassroots army and help us really get the word out.
You know, Tori, we did a thing where, you know, the presidential election was pretty far along and secure in Tennessee, but then a lot of our Tennesseans joined the army to go in swing states like Virginia and other places. It was one of the most standing up for what's right, American, powerful things I have ever witnessed. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people who don't live in Nashville but have a very vested interest, like I do in Williamson County or you may in Wilson County or so on and so forth, to get on this army and make phone calls and knock on doors? We can't take it for granted. What does it say to you that we haven't seen any polling?
Oh, I think it's incredibly telling, because the polling that I've seen has shown that, you know, it all depends on turnout. So they have placed this on the May 1st ballot, knowing that traditionally conservatives don't turn out to vote because they have nothing else to vote for other than to vote this plan down. So today's the last day someone can register to vote in Davidson County and still be eligible to vote in that May 1st election. And we have got to all turn out. And it's more than a party line issue. This is a Nashville issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people realize this is going to have a negative impact.
Yeah, so the bottom line is they don't have a bill that makes sense in cost, in solution, huge tax increase, threat to tourism. But what the left does do is play political games well and ground games well. We've got to make sure we meet them on the ground. They're playing a low turnout game, so we need to register today if you're in Davidson County, and you need to early vote April 11th beginning or on May 1st. You can learn more about how to volunteer and help Americans for Prosperity. All of us in the metro centralize our influence in an area that's going to try to centralize a solution for us that is a huge bad idea. So go to stopthetrainnashville.eventbrite.com if you want to volunteer your time to work phones and knock on doors. And for goodness sakes, if you live in Davidson County, make sure you're registered to vote today, and then make sure you get out and vote, because the only way this is going to pass is if you don't, and they're counting on it. Does that sum it up?
That really sums it up. And, you know, the collar counties, they need to get out there and help us also, because they're coming for their property tax next if this passes.
Tori Venable, the Tennessee State Director for Americans for Prosperity, thanks for joining us and being so flexible on Skype.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Let's talk often.